Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Today, the government agreed extra measures under the Housing for All plan to, they say, make it cheaper to build and refurbish homes, speed up home building, and drive down building costs across the board. The measures include a temporary waiving of development fees, €20,000 increases to grants under the Croí Cónaithe scheme, and a €150,000 subvention for cost rental units. I spoke earlier to Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage, Dara O'Brien, and first asked him what new measures have been added to the Housing for All plan.
Well, it is additional. There's an expansion to the vacancy grant, which is a quite significant one. We only launched that last August on vacancy. It's a big area focused on to try to get back vacant properties back into use, be they commercial or residential. So we've increased that from 30,000 for vacant up to 50,000, and from 50,000 for derelict up to 70,000. So the measures within it, the other measures such as the activation measures around the development levy and the water connection charge, is an additional measure, but a time-bound measure for 12 months, specifically focused at activating additional supply, getting new commencements in this year and next. So it'll last just for 12 months. People have to commence from today up to the 24th of April next year, and the development must be finished by 2025. We will manage the cost of that within my capital envelope for this year. We may require some additional funding next year, but they're significant, and I've always said that the plan that we have, Housing for All, which is the biggest intervention a state has ever made in housing, is about providing safe, secure, affordable homes for our people, both to purchase and to rent. Social housing at scale as well, which thankfully we did last year, over 10,500, the highest amount since 1975.
But in terms of the Croí Cónaithe or the vacancy scheme mm-hmm. that you were talking about there and the expansion of it,
yes,
was that successful in its initial guise? Do you have figures on how many people availed of it?
I do, Cormac. Actually, we've had a good start to it. We've had 1,600 applications to it across the country, every county in Ireland. We've people who've applied and received approval for it. We've 1,600 applications, and they're going,
and they're going.
Well, about 660 so far. Coming in every day. No, that's, I think that's a very good amount, because if you think about it this way, I'll just explain this, Cormac.
Why though?
Yes, but Cormac, it was only extended in November to one-off rural houses and to our cities. So
the opposition saying there's some confusion about who should get the grant, though, and that's why so few people have availed of it.
I would completely and utterly refute that. There's no confusion. I did a webinar last night myself, and we had hundreds of people on it, and every local authority now has a vacant homes officer that's managing this. It's about a 50-50 split between vacant and derelict, and this is having a real impact on the ground.
Is it having a real impact?
Yes.
I wonder, because given construction inflation and the quotes that some people are getting mm-hmm. from builders, the grants even expanded or increased, are they not just a drop in the ocean?
No, Cormac, the grants aren't linked to the purchase price of the house, firstly. That's important to say. So there's no regionality around them, and I've kept them simple. There's a very simple process with the local authorities, that the house is assessed by the local authority before and approved as either vacant or derelict, and then people get the grant in principle then and draw down the money when the work is concluded. And actually, I'm just being dead straight with you, from talking to people who've applied and who are using the grant, they see it as a really, really good assistance.
Well, how many extra, in terms of the targets you have for new homes, how many extra new homes will this expansion of the Cónaithe scheme deliver?
Yeah, well, it's demand led in the sense, Cormac, so I haven't put a ceiling on it. What I've actually seen is a significant increase in the numbers of applications month on month, because we need to get the word out that it's there, and that is happening. And
so you've no idea, really?
Not that I have no idea. I'm just not putting a ceiling on
What's
it.
Your approximate, then?
If someone came, I believe Cormac, over the next couple of years, we can bring thousands of properties back into use. And that's why I've even brought in planning exemptions, that if someone wants to convert a shop or an old pub, that can be converted back into use as homes also. And
but can I ask you about another
thing, sure,
that you mentioned? And people might be bemused mm-hmm. that house prices are sky high, way beyond the reach of many, many people, and developers making tidy profits, people say, but you're giving them freebies. You're scrapping the levies and the charges associated with social or public infrastructure. Why?
No, well, I think firstly to say that it's important that we look at where we're coming from. That last year we saw the highest amount of first-time buyers actually being able to buy their own home since 2007. One in two new properties being bought now are being bought by first-time buyers, and that's a good thing because of supports like the First Home Scheme and the Help to Buy grant that are there, and actually more supply is being targeted at first-time buyers. Why I've brought in this measure to answer your question on a time-bound basis is it's regularly discussed on your show and many others about the dormant or unactivated planning permissions that are out there. And what I wanted to bring forward was a very targeted, time-bound, simple measure, which is to look at waiving development levies and water connection for 1 year on the basis that those developments would start within that 12 months and would conclude by 2025.
Is this something developers have told you would work?
No, we've done a lot of research ourselves, Cormac, within the department, and I travel around the country. Unarguable that there are schemes out there that have not started because of cost, okay? Mm-hmm. And we all know we live in a high interest rate and a high financing environment as well. We have a good pipeline for this year. We have a target of 29,000 for Housing for All. What I'm looking to is 24 and 25.
Okay, and given you've done the research, how many planning mm-hmm. permissions that are now left idle will be reactivated because of this lifting the charge and lifting the levy?
It's hard to estimate, and I'm not being evasive when I say it is difficult to estimate. But what I would say to you from talking to the development sector and people, and this is not just a cities thing, this is across the country, smaller developments of 8, 9, 10 houses, the difficulty that the smaller builder has in actually getting finance and carrying the cost of the finance of the development levies and the water connection. So we'll watch this very closely as it moves along.
Will they pass it on? Will they pass it on?
I would hope that they would, Cormac.
Anything stronger than hope?
I'm going to deal with the cost rental measure now in a moment as well. But like all of these things looked at in the round, if I've seen already the average purchase price now of a property, a first-time buyer property in the country is about 360,000. The macroprudential rules around mortgages have changed to four-time, and we've supports now like the First Home Scheme and the Help Time Buyers Grant. Actually, Charlie Weston wrote a very good piece in The Independent, as you might have seen yesterday, that if you look at the state supports for people buying new homes, first-time buyers, are up towards €100,000. So for lots of people that I meet who didn't have a hope of buying a home only a couple of years ago are now able to do that. But what I'm really focused on...
The thing is here,
sure,
some developers, some builders will be licking their lips here because they're getting an extra 20,000 per unit here by lifting the levy and the charge, depending on where in the country you're building. Mm-hmm. And you're just hoping that they'll pass this on to the very vulnerable home buyer. There is no guarantee, and in fact the government has a record of dealing with hospitality, for example, mm-hmm. hoping that the hospitality would pass on the lower VAT rate, and calling for banks as well to pass on low interest rates. And this government has been ignored time and again. I put it to you that the same will happen here.
Well, firstly, the average across the country is between water and development levies about 12,700. It does increase when you get into apartment development. And I think most people will understand if you look at the apartment development is effectively bar social housing apartments. Apartments have not been built, you know, in our cities in particular over the last 10 years at scale at all. And I want to see that happening because when I meet people who want to buy or want to rent, the biggest single issue is supply. Now, we got supply up from 20,000 in 2021 to 30,000 last year, but that's not enough, and we need to do more. So I've always said, Cormac, that any weapon in the armoury that can be used to help unleash supply for the good of our people, both across social and private housing and affordable housing, that I'll do. And we'll monitor this very closely and very carefully. And like the other measure I've brought in, which I do believe is very significant, is in relation to cost rental. Now, cost rental, which is state-backed affordable rents mm-hmm. for people above the social housing limits, didn't exist 12 months ago. We have 1,000 tenancies approved already. Every scheme I launch is 10 times oversubscribed, so I want more to be done there. That's why I got approval from government today to design a viability scheme that will be through the Land Development Agency. Many of those properties that we will own through the LDA, where we can let properties at below market rates, significantly below.
How much below?
At least it has to be a minimum of 25% below, but most of them that we've seen already have been about 35% because it's non-profit related. What the rents is set on the basis...
Let me just explain, but it's still way out of reach.
Can I just explain?
Owen O'Brien from Sinn Féin, for example, is saying that this should be pushing rental down to €1,000 per month.
But you see, in fact,
it's With all due respect,
with all due respect, Owen just picks figures out of the sky, because he's never actually been able to explain how we'd get to the €1,000 if he does. Like they're
so per can I just explain this
just very quickly? The cost rental is based on the cost of developing and managing a development. It's not about setting a rent at €1,000. Some will be below that. And Balbriggan, in my own constituency, we have a cost rental development that the rent is about €920 per month. Some will be higher depending on the cost of construction, but it's linked to the net income of the household being at the moment €53,000 net, which is significant. So particularly for that squeeze middle piece in the middle, and a lot of this, by the way, will deliver, and we are delivering to the Land Development Agency, which, by the way, is about to develop, you know, on idle state-owned land, which Owen O'Brien and his party voted against. So you can't have it both ways. You want to say you want to
develop? For various reasons.
They just did vote against it. Okay. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
So you've talked about cost rental. Can I bring you back to lifting levies and charges for developers for just a second? Because Father Peter McVerry has said that this will inflate the price of a house. Is he wrong?
I've loads of regard for Peter, and I know him extremely well. I work very closely with him. That's something that we will watch very, very closely. What this is about is activating.
But it could happen then.
Cormac, prices can go up and prices can go down. And what I'm saying, in a high interest rate environment, what we're actually seeing is prices levelling off, thankfully,
Isn't it shocking that given the housing crisis and the spiralling cost of houses, that you could introduce a measure that you're saying could inflate house prices further?
No, I wouldn't try to use my words in that way, Cormac. What I'm actually saying to you is, this is about, it's undeniable that supply helps, okay, and that we have had a lack of supply for the last 10 or 12 years. Now, last year, thankfully, we caught up quite substantially, but it's not enough. Now, when I talk to young and not so young people and couples out there, they want homes. Mm-hmm. I want to deliver homes for them, and I won't shirk my responsibility in that regard, that if I can bring forward measures that's going to bring better supply and more supply and better choice for them, particularly in our cities, Cormac. Like, we don't have enough people living in our cities.
And people want houses to be delivered. So let me ask you, you said at the very start that this 1 billion plan is in addition to the plan you laud very much, Housing for All, which you say is working. So can I ask you, how many extra homes will be achieved in 2023 because of this new plan?
Well, these are activation measures, Cormac. So if you look at, let's say, the 12-month waiver of commencement, that would be things that commence just this year. So everyone knows when you're building out, you're not going to build a home in 6 months' time, okay? So, or in the period of 6 months. So this is really about next year. If you look at the cost rental measure, which is a really popular form of tenure for people, we're targeting between 4,000 and 6,000 units through the Land Development Agency there in that space. This year, our overall target for Housing for All, which I'm not saying I laud it, it's the most comprehensive plan that's out there that's fully financed, and there's nothing comparable out there.
How many extra homes will this deliver in 2023?
In 2023, we will certainly get additional vacant homes back in. And what I'm focused on doing
give me figures here.
Well, Cormac, let me just explain this. I'm not being evasive in any way.
You're not giving me figures.
If you let me just answer, I will. I promise you that now, right? Okay. When you're waiving commencement, this starts from today, the 25th of April. So if someone lodges a commencement notice tomorrow, they will get a waiver of the development levy and the water, and then they've got to start building, okay? Now, I don't know many developments that are going to be built and occupied in 6-7 months. So the additionality, and this is the point I was trying to make, you will see next year.
Okay, so
in relation to that. I can't give you an exact figure.
You're the minister of missed housing targets, and you're now the minister who won't give us any targets at all.
No, not really, Cormac. I think if you talk about missed targets, and I was on RT last week discussing the strongest social housing delivery that we've had since 1975, we exceeded our housing target last year by over 5,000. The target we have set for next year, 2024, is about 33,000, which is a significant jump up. And there will be, you know, and I want us to attain and exceed that. And these measures will feed into that, Cormac.
Okay. Can I ask you finally on a related matter? Your colleague, Minister for State, Niall Collins, at Taoiseach, your party leader, Micheál Martin, has just said that he's willing to go before the Dáil and make a statement on issues raised in the ditch in relation to lands that were purchased by his wife. Isn't it the case, and you were a local councillor as well, when that land was discussed by the local authority, that Niall Collins should have recused himself?
I think firstly disposal, and I was a councillor for 3 years in Fingal, and I'm very familiar with the process. Firstly, disposal of land at a council, if it's disposed to anyone, only happens at a full council meeting. My understanding is that the area committee meeting that Niall attended was when he was a councillor was an advisory one. I think, as the Taoiseach said as well, probably would have been better if he recused himself from that meeting. But the reality of it is that there was nothing wrong done here at all. Niall has agreed to make a statement to the Dáil
and
today.
And answer questions?
Which I'm only in the Dáil studio now. He'll be making a statement, and Niall has never shirked answering questions.
But he didn't
either.
Answer questions the last time.
Now, Cormac, when allegations were made around that website as well, they were proven to be incorrect.
Wanted to ask some questions, and he simply made a statement.
In fairness to Niall Collins,
he says everything was above board and transparent here. So wouldn't it be better to stop wasting everyone's time, go into the Dáil, make a statement, answer questions, put this to bed?
I don't think Niall Collins isn't the person that's wasting time here at all. This is going back to 2007. The reality and the legal reality is disposal of council lands is a matter for the local authority in full plenary session, not an area committee. And I understand that these lands were disposed of in 2008 when Niall wasn't even in the council, and went out to on open advertisement, and it was a very open process, and the highest bidder bought those lands. And Niall will be making a statement on it, and he's never shirked his responsibility in answering questions. Niall, I know for a long time, he's very straight up. He answers questions. He gets on with it. He's a very, very good Minister for State and an excellent TD for Limerick as well.
Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien of Fianna Fáil. Thank you very much indeed.
Tá fáilte, Cormac.